Are you from Tennessee? 'Cause you're the only 10 I see. If I could rearrange the alphabet, I would put you and I together. You know, if you do you plus me on a calculator, it equals less than 3. I lost my phone number. Can I have yours? Girl, can you get me a map? Because I'm lost in your eyes. Now that you've been thoroughly seduced this morning, hello, this is DJ Hoppa Honey, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and welcome to a 2-hour multi-part special of the last episode of this semester of Skinny Hour. What is up? What is good? Good morning, good night, and everything in between. I hope you all are doing well. And oh my god, you guys, this is my last episode of the semester, but we're like really not gonna talk about that at effing all until the end of this 2 hours, which ends at 5 a.m. if you really want to stay tuned to hear my super sappy goodbye. But I'm super excited to be here, and I have a very special episode queued up for you today. Well, the first part, from 3 to 4, we are doing an hour of crush culture. That is right, a whole episode about crushes, what they do, what they're about, the different types, and some anecdotes submitted from listeners, aka just like my family and friends, about crushes they have had, and they're super cute. So basically, to preface this, this episode is dedicated to all the amazing people that I have met in my first semester here at Tufts University, and I have developed so many crushes on everyone that I have met because I admire, respect, and adore everyone that I've met on this campus, and also have fallen in love on the reg, on the green line, out in Boston. Public transit crushes are really real, you guys. I have so many friend crushes right now on the people I'm currently friends with, and crushing super hard on people I want to get to know better. And this is just an episode to, you know, butterflies in your stomach, feeling dumb, feeling a little crazy. It's not love, but it makes you feel a little weird. And that's really all I gotta say about that. I'm really excited for this episode. I hope you love it and crush on it as hard as I do. Let's get right into the music with the song that actually inspired this episode, Crush Culture by Conan Gray.
My God, don't look at your phone. No one's gonna call you. Quit checking your volume. Crash. I don't care if I'm forever alone. I'm not falling for you, 'cause this baby is love proof. I don't care what you're saying. I don't wanna participate in your game of manipulation. Crash. I know I don't want your sympathy. All this love is suffocating. Sad and lonely. 'Cause crush culture makes me wanna spill my guts out. I know what you're doing, trying to get me to pursue ya. Crush culture makes me wanna spill my guts out. Spill my guts out. Spill my guts out.
Oh no, don't look in their eyes, 'cause shut your damn mouth.
You're the one. through your room. I know I needed help, and when you talked to me, all I heard was words. I couldn't say a thing. I only made it worse. And if I saw your man, where I started
Are you French? Because I fell for you. Are you a cat? Because I'm feline, a connection between us. My lips are like Skittles. You want to taste the rainbow? Okay, now that I have piqued your interest, I hope you're not lactose intolerant, because these pickup lines finna be cheesy, folks. Okay, anyway, so we're getting into our first little crush anecdote for the night. I am so excited because this was sent to me by my stepmom, because I'm unendingly fascinated by her life and I love her so dearly. I just really hope she's listening to this. Anyways, so I asked her, I was like, yo, Asena, like, can you tell me about a crush you had? She immediately responds with, my only crush was your dad. Which I responded appropriately with a ha-ha reaction via text. Thank you, Apple, for making that a thing. And okay, here's a really sweet crush story that my stepmom had. Ready? When I was 9, I had a crush on a boy. He just arrived from Germany to our school, and he had blonde hair and blue eyes, and he spoke Turkish with an accent. He now sells jewelry in Ivalik, which is the village she grew up in, and never left town. I really feel like she should reach out to him. I feel like that would be really endearing. But I think it is really funny that she mentioned that he never left town, because I remember my senior year of high school agonizing over if I was going to do long distance with my high school boyfriend. And she's like, my high school boyfriend, you know, he works in like tourism in the same city. He never left. And I went to Stanford. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty good advice. And I think if we're on the subject of parents, I'll just do, like, my dad's crush story. I did not get permission from him to use this, but I'm, like, really going to use it anyways because what am I? A terrible daughter. Thanks. So my dad had this neighbor, and she apparently was, like, really beautiful with, like, long flowing hair. And she also had a beautiful horse with long flowing hair. And to, like, woo this girl, my dad would braid the girl's hair and the horse's hair. So he got, like, really good at braiding hair. And as a parent, like, to two little girls, like, you have no idea how much this, like, skill came in handy. So my dad, yo, he, like, throws down some, like, good braids. Like, that man, like, he knows how to do it. Okay, so I'm guessing we should just get into more songs. And this next little beep bop on the Crushmobile, that sounds so violent, is Melting by Cuckoo.
Girl, you're speaking now. I don't listen to a thing that you're talking. talking about, girl. I'm geeking out just looking at the way that you move your mouth, girl. Oh, you make me oh 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 oh. You ask me if I'm on the way, I would tell you oh, but I'm far away. Talk, I can't hear what you say. I'm not listening, I can't listen. I'm thinking about just taking off your clothes so we can freak it out, girl. You're speaking now, I don't listen to a thing that you're talking about, girl. I'm geeking out just looking at the way that you move your mouth, girl. Oh,
go to policeman knocking at my door. Do I leave out the back and grab my wallet and coat, or do I answer it confused like I don't know?
I don't know.
Now me and she held hands and we danced nothing more. She kissed my hand a couple times, FaceTime when we're bored. There's nobody at the door, man, I'm so paranoid.
Fan and splatter on me like my dick and
that I like, but I'm still running off. She gon' wanna nest, that's why I cannot get fucking caught. That's a scary word, you can say that shit for the birds, but I found my wings.
But you to fucking
now. I really like
and
you.
When temptations come,
I don't know what
to do.
But
the
thing about this is,
Charlie.
But you're too young. But you're too young. But you're too young.
cake, because I'd like a piece of that. Are you lost, ma'am? Because heaven is a long way from here. Hello, I'm a thief, and I'm here to steal your heart. Okay, now that I have your attention, I think I should share my next little crush anecdote submitted by my friend Tyler. Hey, I love you. This is totally not anonymous. I'm so sorry. I don't respect your privacy, but I love you. I worked at a summer camp between my junior and senior year of high school. It was a summer school program, and I was volunteer teaching assistant. All of the teachers were college-age kids, so I became close with a few of them over the course of the summer. One of them was Ryan. As far as white men go, he stood on the blander end of the spectrum, but you could tell why that the kids adored him, and it was easy to see why. He had the whole brown hair, green eyes thing, which never fails to catch my attention. He always complimented how well I was going interacting with the kids, and his praise would make my whole day. Ugh. Isn't that just so cute? Isn't that so cute it makes you want to barf? Wait. Wait a second. Is there someone else in the studio right now?
What?
Huh?
What?
What? Justin, is that you?
It is me.
Wait, how long have you been here?
I've been here for like 30 minutes, yeah.
Oh, dude, that's super embarrassing on my part.
Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing.
You know what's actually like really more embarrassing?
What?
We like haven't done a PSA
yet.
No,
no.
Yo, dude, I mean, you know, since you're here.
Like, I mean, I might as well.
You might, you want to hit it really quick? You like...
I mean, I have to.
Yo, come on, come on, come on, come on.
All right. So, I mean, this is relevant because it is storm season. Is it storm season? I don't live here.
I think it's Stormy Scott season because that baby is cute.
Ooh. Okay, anyway. That was awkward. Anyways, this is a PSA about storm season. So, storm season emergency preparedness. Are you ready for the storm?
I'm really not. Like, I used an umbrella today to like defend myself against the rain, but then I realized like wind beats umbrella.
Yeah, that's just how it goes, you know.
It really.
But anyways, yeah. let me get to the meat of it.
I'm vegan.
Okay. Anyways, it's storm season with power outages and weather related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait in long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your own home. Just watch the peasants. flock for bread. You know? That's sound advice, you know?
That's pretty good advice.
Yeah, I used to live in Connecticut. A couple of storms, you know?
Eh?
Eh?
How do you feel about being on Skinny Hour?
I mean, it's very exciting. It's the highlight of my existence at Tufts, I think. My life is very not exciting, to be honest. So wow. Skinny Hour is like the peak.
Do you have a crush on Skinny Hour?
I do. I fully do have a crush on Skinny Hour and WMFO. Great, great, great thing.
Great thing. Like, are you kind of like, do you get a little flustered whenever you see me swipe my key card?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. And yeah, I obsess over the schedule way too much, you know? I constantly check the schedule, you know? I'm always listening to WMFO. It's a great, great thing.
This is actually getting a little creepy. I feel like you're not like really appreciating crush culture. I think you're in a little bit of creep culture right now.
Oh, whoa.
Anyways, more about crushes. Can you remember like... a first crush, like when you're really young?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like I have like pretty bad crushes. Like, I crush on people very easily. But in elementary school, I remember the first day of first grade, I didn't speak any English. I had just gotten to America, and there was this girl, Sarah. Yeah, she had brown hair, I remember. And I don't know, like, something about, like, seeing, like, Asian people all my life and then, like, suddenly seeing, like, people of other races was, like, very shocking to me. But, like, Sarah was, like, I remember being, like, oh, Sarah. But I don't think I understood, like, what crushes were and everything. I don't know. I just remember, like finding her attractive or whatever. I don't know.
That's super weird.
Yeah, it is super weird.
I remember, like, my first crush. It's in, like, first grade. He was Swedish. His name is Ludwig.
Wow.
Ludwig, and I was so in love with him. He was like my quote unquote like boyfriend in like first grade, and it was like,
oh.
Yeah, kind of a subtle flex, like definitely.
That definitely is a flex.
And I was talking to like my best friend, who's known me all my life, and she was like, "Oh my god, do you remember Ludwig?" And I was like,
"No.
Of course I do." Of course I remember Ludwig. Like, he made my little like 5-year-old heart like pitter patter. Like, how could I forget him?
Right.
So, and he moved back to Sweden in like 3rd or 4th grade or something. Broke my heart entirely. I was crushed. But we never actually broke up. So, by the way, Ludwig, like, we're still dating. I hope you know this. I'm sorry I've been like cheating on you all these years, but my heart belongs to you.
Wow.
Anyways, but I decided I want to get in contact with him. So I like stalk the internet a little bit to like find him on Facebook, and I'm like waiting for him to approve my friend request, but I need us to like reconnect.
I feel like he totally doesn't remember.
How could he forget me? He's still my boyfriend.
True. I mean, that's how many years is that?
13.
Like, you should get married
soon. 13 years. Yeah, I feel like we've been in this very intense long distance relationship while he's been living in Sweden.
Yeah, I mean,
we used to email each other.
No.
Like, yeah.
Wow.
Pretty romantic, right?
That is very romantic. I feel like it's like that's peak romantic. Emailing people.
Are you gonna start sending romantic emails?
I mean,
guys, forget,
are you not already?
Guys, forget love letters and forget like sexts. It's all about emails now.
You know, it's really intimate when you email people.
Honestly, my friend Dash, who I got a shout out because I got a big friend crush on you and I love you so dearly. Anyways, he has an Android, so I can't like use like iMessage to talk to him. But when I was in Spain over Thanksgiving break, I couldn't like iMessage him. So to talk to him, I had to email him.
Oh.
And so we were talking via email and just made my heart skip a beat when I saw like a little notification go off in my inbox.
That's so dear.
I know. Isn't it so endearing?
Yeah, that is. That is.
It's very endearing. Okay. I feel like we've been talking for way too long. And, you know, it's not me. It's you. And we'll always be friends. And I would much, much, much rather listen to some Toro y Moi.
Yes.
Take for a guy like me to find a girl like you. bitch, please. Check it. Yo, I be buying B's, so all my girls be INC's. Coming backstage, dying to get pleased. You got me, I rock the Versace and linen. Why you spotting, grinning with a bunch of foxy women? Why you speedball with cars? That's the valley. I get clothes custom made for my stylist. Cruising my Lexus land with no malice. Why you walk the street until your feet get callous? Take you on the natural high like a palate. It be all good, toss your clothes like a salad. When it's all over, put your vote in my ballot. This my diner, I'm Mel and you're Alice. Spend the night in Little C's Palace. It be all good as long as you don't act childish. While you standing there with the crisp in your cup, at worst come to worst, keep this on the hush.
I know you see me on the video. I know you heard me on the radio. But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriends mention. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not trying to put a rush on you. I had to let you know that I got a crush on you.
Why you trying to catch Sea Breeze? I'm in the PVs, all chrome D3s, decked out TVs. CDs with crazy bass, keep my lady lace. Don't be fooled by the baby face. I hope you're not, cause your thighs got me hot. Only one plan, that's to rise to the top. I told you before when I first pursued, I want to interlude in the nude. Orientation like food when we get in the mood. Listen, girlfriend, we don't mean to be rude, but anything I touch comes straight to the rear. I take chicken heads right to Playmate of the Year. Cause when I first met her, she had the Lex and the Tegra. Game real good, sex was even better. I got it for the cheddar once I hit it in the sack. Cause I'm C's, aka Long Dick from the back, huh?
I know you see me on the video.
True.
I know you heard me on the radio.
True.
But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriends mention. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not trying to put a rush on you. I had to let you know that I got a crush on you.
Yo, shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal? I'll be right here just chilling with your people. You know Julia Mafia was just a preview. I know I had you open, so I'ma leave you. Especially when I know your man is feeble. It's these days you never old, you know how we do. My game is tight, we do the same every night. I'm smooth as the words that come from Frank White. You messing with city kings with glitzy wings. That's gonna show you good time, pretty thing. Cause you were spotted in the club looking exotic. Find somebody short, dark, and chocolate. You got it? Any plans to take, yo, stop it. Junior Mafia, yeah, we all about the profit. I'm the right dude to get you in a nice mood. Flossing rocks the size of ice cubes, huh?
I know you see me on the video.
True.
I know you heard me on the radio.
True.
But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriends mention. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not trying to put a rush on you. I had to let you know that I got a crush on you. I know you see me on the video.
True.
I know you heard me on the radio.
True.
But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriends mention. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not trying to put a rush on you. I had to let you know that I got a crush on you. I know you see me on the video.
True.
I know you heard me on the radio.
True.
But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriends mention. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not trying to put a rush on you. I had to let you know that I got a crush on you. I know you see me on the video.
True.
I know you heard me on the radio.
True.
But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriends mention. He's a slut, he's a hoe, he's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not trying to put a rush on you.
Hello? Can I speak to you?
Just stay.
Nothing.
to stay the same. Even though you're not yourself and you've got somebody else, when they tell you that you've got yourself to blame, even though it's not your flow, but your heart just wants to know. No,
from the subway,
you looked my way
with your girl gaze,
with your girl gaze.
That was the day
everything changed.
Now it's
Cherry.
I'm not a photographer, but I could picture you and me together. Do I know you? Because you look a lot like my next boyfriend. Are you religious? Because you're the answer to all my prayers. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm back, and I'm here talking, really trying to get your phone number here, out here, on this last episode of Skinny Hour for the semester. And what should I do? Ah, yes, that's right. I should share another personal anecdote submitted by a friend, my dear friend, Maddie, a.k.a. Ravioli Randy. And she's talking about this boy named Austin. And she sent me a text that took five different screenshots to encapsulate, so I really can't tell this whole story. But it's basically, she's like, I have a crush on Austin, and I do admit that to myself. However, he's, like, in love with her, and for Christmas bought her a record player, a $50 gift card to Amoeba Records, fancy socks, a copy of Crazy Rich Asians, the book, and like all this Ghirardelli chocolate. And she's like, yeah, I like him. We hang out all the time and kiss and stuff, but like, I want him to be my fake boyfriend, but he wants me to be his real girlfriend. And I think it's great. I think it's so great when like you have crushes in those situations where it's like, yo, I like you, but just really not enough. I love that mild emotional disappointment. Like, it's not like heartbreak or anything. It's just a crush, my dude, but like it's pretty funny if you ask me. And hey, this ain't be you, but I can assure you that I will see you, girl, by Lacey.
I wanna see you, girl. I wanna visit, girl. Go ahead and be you, girl. can't focus on what needs to get done. I'm on notice, hoping that you don't run. You think I'm tepid, but I'm misdiagnosed. Cause I'm a stalker, I seen all of your posts. And I'm just tryna play it cool now. But that's not what I wanna do now. And I'm not tryna be with you now, you know. You make it difficult to not overthink. And when I'm with you, I turn all shades of pink. I wanna touch you, but don't wanna be weird. It's such a rush, I'm thinking, wish you were here. And I'm just tryna play it cool now. But that's not what I wanna do now. And I'm not tryna be with you now, you know. But I could be a crush, I could feel you for a rush, like hoping you text me so I could tell you I've been thinking about your touch, like touch, 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 touch. I could be a crush, 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 crush. I got a fascination with your presentation, making me feel like you're on my island, you're my permanent vacation. Touch, 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 touch. I could be a crush, 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 crush.
Sorry.
Fill my calendar with stuff I can do. Maybe if I'm busy, it could keep me from you. And I'm pretending you ain't been on my mind, but I took an interest in the things that you like. And I'm just tryna play it cool now. But that's not what I wanna do now. And I'm not tryna be with you now, you know. But I could be a crush, like feel you for a rush, like hoping to text me so I could tell you I've been thinking about your touch, like touch, 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 touch. I could be a crush, 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 crush. I got a fascination with your presentation, making me feel like you're on my island, you're my permanent vacation. Touch, 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 touch. I could be a crush, 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 crush. It's true that I'm a little bit intense, right? But can you blame me when you keep me on the fence, like? And I've been waiting, hoping that you'd wanna text, like. Text, like.
That's what I was born to do.
And yeah, it's true that I'm a little bit intense, right? But can you blame me when you keep me on the fence, like? And I've been waiting, hoping that you'd wanna text, like.
Hey!
Text, like. Ugh. And I'm just tryna play it cool now. But that's not what I wanna do now. And I'm not tryna be with you now, you know. But I could be a crush, I could feel you for a rush, like hoping you text me so I could tell you I've been thinking about your touch, like touch, 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 touch. I could be a crush, 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 crush. I got a fascination with your presentation.
Hey, is there an airport nearby? Because my heart is just taking off. Are you a parking ticket? Because you've got "fine" written all over you. Hey, there's only one thing I want to change about you. And that's your last name. Okay, that has been it for Crush Culture here on Skinny Hour. But Skinny Hour is Skinny Double Hour. We are continuing till 5 a.m., but that's a whole other can of worms we're going to open. It's a different theme, my friends, so you have to stay tuned to figure out what the hexies that's going to be. But I have to do our little sign-off tag. Oh, God, this is the last time I'm going to watch the clock turn to 4 a.m. and me thinking about trudging back to South in the freezing cold. It's so cold.